Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The United States now has more breweries than ever before. The state of craft beer in South Dakota this week on Beer Untapped. The Brewers Association says the country hit 4,144 brewers earlier this month, topping the all-time high of 4,131 set back in 1870. Brewery openings now exceed two a day nationwide. It's still a relatively new scene in South Dakota, but it is growing rapidly. There are now at least a dozen in the state. Several are in the planning stages. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings.
Sioux Falls is growing, and they have three and another one in planning. And, I bet by the end of the decade, they'll probably have another six down there. I mean, there is enough space for everybody as long as the beers keep being good, as long as the brewers and the establishments keep focusing on what's local there and building a good product with a good clientele, with a good experience. I think there's a lot of opportunity for more little craft breweries all throughout. Watertown's adding one. Mm-hmm. The Rapid City has three. The Black Hills have almost 10 now, probably collectively.
There are towns smaller than Brookings that are home to brew pubs, but for eastern South Dakota, Seth says Brookings may be about as small as you'd want to go.
People asked us, they said, is Brookings too small for a craft beer brewery? Honestly, probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago, before New Belgium was even here, then yeah. But a community of 22,000, it's on the cusp. I mean, we're on the smaller end, but it's not impossible.
There's now a cluster of breweries in this area helping to develop a little bit of beer tourism.
We are starting to see more people kind of tour out here because there is a couple to see. If you go to Marshall, you can go over to Hendricks, you can come to Brookings, you can go to Watertown, you can go to Sioux Falls and Laverne. You'd have to plan a little bit, but you'll see people starting to do that little trek, a little roundabout. People go to the cities just with the intent to go to breweries. You go to Fort Collins, Colorado, and the Front Range of the Rockies.
Seth sees people at Wooden Legs who are in Brookings only because the brew pub is here.
Over the last year, we have so many people that come into the pub to say, we found you on Yelp because we were driving through on I-29 or whatever it is. We had a couple come out that had a week that they were spending in South Dakota, and they were staying in the Black Hills, and they decided to come out East River just to see the entire state. And they got up early in the morning, drove here. They got about here about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Had a beer and a pizza, took a growler back, and I said, well, where are you guys going tonight? Our hotel's in Spearfish.
More on the state of craft beer in South Dakota when Beer Untapped returns right after this.
I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking the state of craft beer in South Dakota. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs points out that it's still a relatively new deal around here.
This is a really, really young market in terms of the people that drink beer here. That's not to say that we don't have great beer drinkers and awesome clients and in a great atmosphere here, but overall the market is very, very young. As I mentioned, when people walk into here, sometimes this is the first craft beer bar, let alone brewery, they have ever been in. And that's cool. I mean, that's a cool opportunity for us to welcome them into the industry.
And he says it takes a while to build that market.
It's like this radio show and the blogs that are put out and the craft beer festivals that are put on, just the people get exposed to it. They come and try it. They try the Mixer Sixers. We're just building a market here. And I don't think we've even begun even come close to cresting on what the market is. I don't think we've even been close to fully accelerating to what it is. I think it's still in a pretty good upswing. We hope that we're good advocates for that.
After all, craft beer is still only about 11% of the total beer market in the United States, and it's probably an even smaller percentage in South Dakota.
One analogy I always give is that if you stretched a string that represented the entire amount of beer from the Wyoming border to the Minnesota border, and that's the amount of beer made and consumed in the United States, Wooden Legs Brewing Company would be a 28-inch doorway, like a closet doorway. It represents the length of the amount of beer that we make. If you go from Minnesota to Wyoming, we represent basically a 28-inch broom closet.
And while Wooden Legs is a brew pub with a limited brewing capacity, there are a couple of South Dakota craft brewers pumping out a fair amount of beer.
Coral Peak's making a lot of beer. The guys down at Ferdinand Center are turning a lot of beer out. And, you know, just the other breweries by volume are just, there's more breweries, they're making more beer. So, you know, we at the brewery here have made more beer every year than we have the previous year. And we fully expect to do that again next year. I mean, there's every year we've seen better growth here within our space. You know, we haven't quite hit the edge of what we can do here. I think Don and I have had many discussions, and we're getting close. We'll have to start getting creative about how to make more. Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hall.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Finally this week, a little Christmas celebration this Saturday at Wooden Legs in Brookings.
On the 19th, we're going to be doing a customer appreciation party. We encourage everybody to bring their ugliest sweater down. We're going to give you a discount if you wear an ugly sweater. But maybe as importantly, and maybe more fun, is we're telling everybody to bring down a $10 gift for a White Elephant exchange. So if you want to participate, bring down your gift. Beer related is awesome. It could be whatever you want, but realize if you bring a gift, you may get a gift. So we're going to have fun with it. It's going to be a great time, and that's just getting us ready for our New Year's party on the 31st. We'll be doing a New Year's party as well, even doing a Roaring Twenties theme. Follow us on Facebook. We'll have all the details out there on our Facebook page.
And for Saturday's gift exchange, you can even bring beer if you want. You just can't drink it at the pub. Seth says the gift exchange will be at about 10 o'clock Saturday night. Hey, that's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Next week, the Christmas show. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.